current state on 90.5 WKAR. The last year has been a trying one for Lansing's Niowave Corporation and its residential neighbors in the area north of downtown. The Lansing Economic Area Partnership, or LEAP, has spent months forging an agreement between the company and its neighbors over how to improve the appearance of a large metal building that went up last summer. Irate residents launched a campaign called Fix the Facade that called for hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of design improvements to the structure, including landscaping, a new roof, windows, and more. Back in April, an apparent deal was struck that one of our next guests described the current state as imperfect but still acceptable to a majority of residents. It tied a Niowave tax abatement from the city to improvements. Yesterday, the plan's approval was formally announced. Niowave Chief Operating Officer Jerry Hollister says the redesign of the company's facility will be more aesthetically pleasing.
There's going to be a false facade added to the existing facility that's going to be a different color than the current blue and white. It's going to be more earth tones. The roof will also be a different color. It'll be a greenish color. And then there's going to be landscaping added as well and some other surface work.
And here to tell us more now is Bob Trezise, who joined us back in April on Current State. The last time we talked about this, Bob is CEO of the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, or LEAP.
Hi, Mark.
Welcome back, Bob. And Rena Risper is president of the Walnut Neighborhood Organization. Welcome back, Rena.
Thank you.
Back in April, Bob, you referred to this imperfect solution. You acknowledged that to this dispute over the appearance of the structure, but you said that the vast majority of Walnut residents agreed to it nonetheless. What was announced yesterday? That plan, or has the plan changed since you were here last time?
The plan has changed dramatically from April.
How?
Rena Risper and Dale Schrader, Mary Lane Keener, and other great leaders. And most of this story is about great leadership, let me say, Rena especially, kept driving us toward we need more solution. The roof was good. It was a good step. I do think that a lot of people enjoyed it. We changed some of the colors. We're beginning to think about brick, you know, sort of a brick facade. But we weren't done with our work, and so we kept pressing forward. And we had great partners, again, in the Walnut Neighborhood Association and with Niowave. And that's one reason, Mark, in my judgment, this is a very refreshing and satisfying moment for me, I have to say, in economic development. This is one of the better moments in my 20 years, honestly, is seeing people who were really on different polarized points on this issue. And no one particularly at fault, but everyone being real interested in a dialogue and solution. And you have someone like Rena Risper who kept pushing and saying, we can get this done, keep it up, let's not quit, because there are many times I wanted to quit, honestly.
Was there a sticking point, Rena, from your perspective?
The sticking point was that we had the pole barn in our neighborhood and we wanted to have it fixed.
No, but was there a particular feature about the pole barn
that took months to work out? There wasn't any particular thing that took months and months to work out. I believe that just continually working with LEAP, Niowave, and the neighborhood is what made it go through. Sometimes when you're having these conversations between businesses and neighbors, I must say that media and politics get involved, and it doesn't pan out too well. So when you take those two things out, honestly, things move much faster.
See, if you could just eliminate the politics, then the media would just handle it all, and there wouldn't be any problems. Has the funding formula changed since April?
It has. Not for one thing, Niowave made some fairly substantial concessions in that they're way out of their budget now. Their budget that they held very firm to for a long time, they're putting well over $100,000 into the solution. And also the Lansing Brownfield Authority is going to put in over $100,000. It's just about a 50-50 match. And well, none of that money is taxpayer money, by the way. It's all money that developers contribute as part of their brownfield projects across the city. So I like this project, too, because it's in a weird way, developers are assisting a neighborhood through their contributions to the Brownfield program, their individual projects. So You know, Mark, I really have to tell you, I think NIAWAVE is a better company today because of this process.
What have they learned from this? Has this been instructive for the neighborhood and for NIAWAVE?
NIAWAVE is an awesome company.
Definitely.
I mean, they 7 years ago, they didn't exist. And they are exactly the poster child for a new Lansing, a new Michigan. I mean, they're high tech. They use retired GM workers, though, on machinery and equipment. I mean, they're as high tech of a company in their industry in the world, literally. And they embraced Walnut Neighborhood. And, you know, they made a real choice. They could have gone anywhere. They could have gone to a Greenfield site or somewhere else.
Did you feel embraced?
I did feel
Rena?
Embraced.
Okay.
Yes, we absolutely adore NIAWAVE being in our neighborhood. What we did not like was the aesthetics of the pole barn. And now that they're changing it and working together with us, we are absolutely fine with NIAWAVE. We wanted to be able to say that this community that's nestled in between Old Town and Downtown is a force to be reckoned with. We have really great neighbors. We live in a residential neighborhood where people can actually get everywhere they need to be within almost 15 minutes, with the exception of Okemos. I mean, it's a really great place. You can walk to Old Town, you can walk to Downtown, and not pay as high of a rent as you would in Old Town and Downtown. So, in essence, this whole situation really has just brought Walnut Neighborhood to a larger light, and also has shown that we are a viable force in the community.
As we've done in the past, Current State did ask NIAWAVE to join us for this discussion. They were unable to make anybody available. But, Bob, I've got to ask you, did LEAP end up doing work? Did you end up doing work that arguably should have been done by others here?
No, definitely not. I think this is exactly what LEAP is supposed to do. I mean, I felt some responsibility for this. I wasn't responsible, but, you know, on July 3rd, 2012, when we all arrived for the new press conference at the NIAWAVE building, that was the first time I saw it. And I did have, a bit of a start when I saw it. And I knew right then that this was going to be a big issue and was going to need to be resolved. Economic development is about helping people and bringing people together. And this is a real refreshing case of a neighborhood and a company. You know, it took 14 months, but it was a very healthy dialogue. I think everyone, honestly, not to be too corny about it, but across the country could take a lesson from what occurred between Walnut Neighborhood and NIAWAVE. This is how to get something done, a dialogue and finding a solution.
Is the path ahead clearer for the city, Rena, as far as similar type renovations in the future? I mean, the city council definitely plays a role in this.
Oh, most definitely. I think that when we started, our goals were very clear. And our first goal was to change the language so that this does not happen in any other neighborhood. And our second goal was to fix the facade. And I must say that given the large amount of changes that need to be made, we actually did very well for 14 months. I'm not going to complain about how long it actually took. There are people who are still in negotiations about changing issues with buildings for years, and ours really did not take that long. I'm going to take the positive road. And what I'd also like to say that I was actually very amazed at Mayor Bonero's input into this whole situation.
How so?
He was very instrumental in making sure that the money was there, or helping find the money to make sure this was done. And number one, he stayed out of the fray, which was most important.
He let us LEAP just get with the neighborhood, with NIAWAVE, and really work it hard. And I thought he showed amazing leadership.
That was very impressive to me.
In the end, how important was it that NIAWAVE wanted a tax break from the city? I mean, was that a significant factor in keeping NIAWAVE at the table and willing to consider improvements?
Well, it definitely gave the city an enormous amount of leverage, which is another good thing about incentives. I mean, they help grow businesses. They also are one of the limited ways a city can really have input and assist a company guide them toward the right decisions.
We've got just about 30 seconds or so. Bob, the work that NioWave is involved in is extremely cutting edge. Give us your take on this incredible laser work that they do. Well, it's tied into U.S. defense system.
We're the accelerator region of the United States. No one else can say that. We have a company and now even more companies that are working with laser technologies that are absolute cutting edge. A lot of it is related to MSU's accelerator program and now the FRIB. And when we're still competing for the FRIB with other regions in the country for funding, pointing to a major private company that is utilizing and commercializing the technologies is a big advantage for our region when we're competing nationally for new technologies.
Bob Trezise is CEO of LEAP, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. He's been joined by Rena Risper, president of the Walnut Neighborhood Organization. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Rena.
Thank you.